When life's road looks beyond repair, Milton can sort it out.
Milton.
He's got a bag for your Mildemare.
Troll,
make the whole world shout.
Hello, my name is Milton Jones. There are many things wrong with the world today. Never do any washing up in your entire life. I've got four rooms full of the stuff. Just waiting for a close relative to die and a neighbour to come round and say, listen, if there's anything I can do... I once had the privilege of being present when the inventor of the Fitbit fell off Machu Picchu. And yes, he did hit 10,000 steps on the way down. My quest is to solve these problems and to help as many people as possible in the next half hour. I live with my trusty friend Anton and our landlady Pauline, who looks after us. Anton, I don't know how to tell you this, but Pauline's dead.
Milton, we've been through this. We're at the theatre. We're watching an amateur production of a whodunit. And we're here to support Pauline, who is playing the part of the victim.
Right, gotcha.
And now it's the interval. Now, these shows are very much of a type. Several suspects, all with dubious motives, and the culprit is revealed at the end.
What, like The Voice?
Not quite, but I do agree that the whole genre needs updating. Well, certainly last year's production of Murder on the Orient Express did.
How about Murder in Vision Express?
Well, that seems a little far-fetched.
A customer loses his temper because the huge price of his new glasses is only in the small print.
Ice cream.
Oh, how marvellous.
We've got chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, £4.95 a tub.
How much? So first there's a murder and now there's an even worse crime.
Well, yes, I know it's a bit steep, but theatres like this have to make their money somewhere. Two vanilla, please.
If I got hold of the person responsible for selling those tubs, I'd tell them to start digging their own grave. And if they said what with, I'd say, look, I've stuck a little spade under the lid of your coffin.
Milton, the second half is about to begin. No doubt the inspector will call the cast into the library and tell us who he thinks has done the murder. OK, it's starting now. Remember, that's Pauline under the sheet on the floor and the chap in the mac is the inspector.
Now, I expect you're wondering why I gathered you all here this evening in the library of Moorstone Manor, which is a stately home. As you all know, a heinous crime has been committed here tonight.
Too right. £4.95 and it's barely even a mouthful.
I've gathered you here because I'm going to reveal exactly who killed Lady Fitzmaurice by poisoning her cup of tea.
My money's on Earl Grey.
Shh.
Oi, Milton, shut up, will you? You're ruining the show.
She's alive! Anton Pauline's alive!
Oh, dear.
I'm going to kill you, Milton.
Hear that, Inspector? Clearly she's killed once and now she's going to do it again.
But there's only one flaw to your theory, sir. She's also the victim.
Oh, yes, yes. I better lie down again. Sorry, Roger. I mean, Inspector.
Inspector? Pah! I think it's time I revealed your true identity.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, this so-called inspector is just a bloke who runs the local bookshop.
Yes, Milton, he's acting, remember?
Who has really bad breath.
Milton, I told you that in confidence.
And never mind the murderer. It's time to reveal...
Milton, where are you going? You can't just get up on the stage.
The two key accomplices behind the biggest crime that's been committed here tonight.
Who?
Ben and Jerry.
That's not true, ladies and gentlemen. I was going to reveal that the murderer lashed the victim to death with his belt.
OK, then. Mr. Whippy.
Get off the stage, sir!
Get down now!
The crowd was in uproar. It was my most memorable night in the theatre since I was present when Prince Philip tried to shoot the entire cast of The Lion King. After the show, Anton said we should go backstage to congratulate the cast and apologise for something, although I wasn't quite sure what.
Oh, that was a terrible way to end things, Milton, throwing those flowers on the stage.
But there was a lovely selection, like you told me to get. Plain, self-raising wholemeal.
Roger, I just wanted to say how much I enjoyed your performance, and I can only apologise.
Oh, goodness, apologise? Not necessary, not necessary at all. Your friend's spirited interjections brought a certain joie de vivre so oft lacking from our more quotidian displays of the thespian arts.
Anton, I think Roger's had a stroke.
The audience loved you, Roger.
Did they? Did they really?
I particularly loved your knockabout white-faced clown routine at the end.
I think that was more to do with the flower you threw at him.
Ah, Milton, your vigour, your improvisation. I'm guessing you're no stranger to the stage.
Yes, I actually spent some time on the road with the RSC.
RAC, Milton.
Sadly, they didn't have the kind of parts I was hoping for.
Ah, the immortal bard. I do so love performing his work, although I had some bad luck with my Coriolanus.
Well, you should never sit down in a fish tank.
So, tonight I took my final bow. If only I could think of someone with a bold enough free spirit to run this place. Eh, Milton?
Milton? Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
The irony of my Auntie Vera driving into oncoming traffic.
No, that maybe you could run this place.
Milton?
Why ever not? I think he has the makings of an excellent impresario.
Yes, and I've already had an idea for our first production. A contemporary work about a friendship between two women.
Oh, what kind of piece is it, and who's it about?
I'll give you a clue. It'll be both a melodrama...
Yes, yes.
...and a sewer drama. Showbiz is very much in the family. In fact, they say one of my relatives ran one of those old-time carnival stalls full of all sorts of weird and wonderful creatures. Roll up! Roll up! Come and be astounded by my circus of oddities.
Yeah, I just had a look at your so-called oddities and they're rubbish. I want me sixpence back.
How dare you, madam? My exhibits are the most fascinating and unique in the land. Behold, the world's shortest giant, a mere 5'11".
Rubbish!
Okay, back in the tent. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the world's tallest pixie.
Oh, it's the same bloke, only with a little hat on.
I want my money back.
What about the sword swallower? You've got to admit he's pretty good.
I ain't paying to watch some bloke roll around the floor in agony.
Come on, he's just tried to swallow a sword.
It's all rubbish. How about a bearded lady or something?
I can go one better. Behold.
You look gorgeous tonight.
Who's that in?
The bearded ladies man.
See? Rubbish. Look at your poster. I reckon they're all fakes and all.
Yeah. Look what it says. Behold the wonders of the punctual builder. The interesting brother-in-law. The scouser who can go a whole hour without mentioning the Beatles.
Could happen. But fear not, I've saved the best till last.
Well, it better be good.
Did you ever hear tell of the Elephant Man?
Oh, yeah.
I can go one better. Behold, the Elephant and Castle Man.
Oi, oi, what's all this about you wanting your money back? I knew the craze, you know.
Actually, that is quite scary.
It was great to be back working in a theatre again. Like that time I borrowed a white coat and had a bash at removing someone's appendix. But Anton was already going on about the finances.
Oh, this theatre's a complete disaster.
You're telling me? The boilers bust, the lights don't work, and look, that toilet says it's disabled.
We need funds for a complete refit. Curtains, lights, I mean, to say nothing of the seating.
I think you'll find that all theatres these days run schemes where the public can buy a seat.
Of course, and have their name put on it on a little plaque.
Yeah, right.
Oh. So that's where all the chairs have gone. From now on, we must only spend our meagre resources on absolute essentials.
Gotcha. Like this safety announcement I've had recorded.
I'm sorry?
It's in case Stephen Fry's former sketch-writing partner, the star of US medical series House, ever performs here, and the role requires him to walk backwards.
Right.
Hugh Laurie is reversing. Hugh Laurie is reversing.
Milton, don't spend any more money. We're flat broke.
Anton, There's always one person who can transform our fortunes. Get the right director and everything falls into place.
You're right, the director is key.
And I've already hired one. Leonard!
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
You're a funeral director, aren't you?
Would you prefer the music off, sir?
No, it's rather apt.
You have my deepest sympathy.
Nothing I did seemed to cheer Anton up, not even picking him out a lovely walnut effect casket with purple satin lining. But we theatricals are nothing if not resourceful. In hard times, the actor Will Smith set up W.H. Smith. And Jeremy Irons, apparently. In the meantime, Anton and I just sat on the stage waiting for inspiration about what production to put on next.
Ah, Milton.
No, I think that's already been done as a musical.
This place is the only one that would have me. We just can't lose it. It's the heart of the community. No one ever really regrets going to the theatre.
Abraham Lincoln.
I was only the victim this year, but I just know I could have got a big part in next year's musical. I've been practising the solo number from Cats. You know, thingy, or what's it called?
Memory?
That's it. Bye-bye.
But soft, what light through yonder broken window breaks.
Who are you?
I'm from the Empire.
Darth Vader, we meet again.
No, Brian. And as I told you at the time, I was just having an asthma attack while changing a fluorescent tube.
And it's not really that Empire, Milton. That's just the name of his theatre.
That's right. The other local theatre. The 900-seater. Whereas you see, how many is it?
I think you'll find that all our shows are standing room only at the moment.
Only because you're giving all the chairs away. And your stage looks very flat. Yes, it doesn't even have a rake.
Keep walking.
Hey. Oh!
So you found the rake then?
Good work, Milton.
Listen, I'll get to the point. This little dump has clearly had its day, but to ease your pain, I'm prepared to make you a one-time offer.
Wow. I'm tempted. Faux leather, shiny hinges.
I think it's the contents of the briefcase that are being offered, Milton. The bundles of notes.
Don't feel bad about it, Anton. Running a theatre can be pretty tough.
At that precise moment, I remembered the stubbornness of my uncle. He got the word leave tattooed on either side of his head. I'm not sure he understood the whole Brexiteers thing.
Well,
Milton, what's it to be?
Keep your fancy briefcase, Brian. Our show must go on.
Good for you, Milton.
I shan't make such a generous offer again, and I won't need to. Our next show's going to be a smash.
Why? What are you putting on?
Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia?
Mamma Mia.
Let me go.
No, I will not let you go.
Let me go.
I will not let you go.
Let me go.
No, 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 no.
Enough of that. It's We Will Rock You, a show based on the songs of the rock group Queen.
Never heard of them. We were short of funds, but thanks to good old British pluck, a can-do spirit, and Anton mumbling his PIN number in his sleep...
Oh, really, Milton?
The show must go on! And what stunning and original shows they were! First, I worked out a clever way of getting our Am-Dram group to do Riverdance without any training. Just by having them perform barefoot on a heated metal stage. Ow! Ooh, ow! Ow! And with attention spans decreasing, I was inspired to shorten some popular classics. Firstly, Samuel Beckett.
Hello, I'm Godot.
And appealing to the younger generation with the abbreviated kids show, here's Wally. Also, we drew on acting talent elsewhere in the community, such as the local police players with their moving final scene of doomed Shakespearean lovers.
Romeo, Juliet. Over.
Which, granted, mainly brought in a law enforcement audience.
Bravo, 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 bravo.
And the bar did a roaring trade afterwards.
What'll it be, gents?
Whiskey, tango, whiskey, whiskey, tango.
And finally, there was a new historical production of The Letters of Winston Churchill.
W...
And so Anton, Pauline and I gathered in the box office while Anton totted up the takings.
Nearly finished. Just give me a moment. £10,000 is what we now owe.
Never mind. I'm sure the reviews in the local paper will make it all worthwhile. There we are. 4 stars. Four stars because all the performances were so stiff it felt they'd spent up to a year in the freezer.
Didn't he like anything about it?
But the most notable was the actress who gave a brilliant impression of a lifeless corpse.
Oh, there you go, Pauline. Praise indeed.
Yes, except he was reviewing our production of Oklahoma.
Well, you know, critics are often failed performers.
What's his name?
Crispin Foxlow. Ah. I really don't know what we should do now, Milton. Go more highbrow, perhaps?
OK, just get this marker pen.
Oh, get off. Ow! I said more highbrow, not more... Oh, what's the point?
Yeah, that's funny. You're annoyed, yet you look surprised. Yeah.
So, let's leave them all in the freezer so they can prepare for their next Arctic roll.
Oh, very funny.
Hang on a minute, though. That's it. The freezer. That's where the answer to all this lies.
Huh?
We'll just slash the price of those diddy little ice creams. Everyone knows they're way too expensive.
Milton, I hardly think... Remarkable! The place is absolutely bustling.
From £4.95 to 30p.
But how can we afford to sell at that price? Of course, buy it in bulk and just decant it into little pots. Milton, that is genius.
I was asked to go on Dragon's Den once, but I was already busy. I said, sorry, I've lost my keys, and for that reason... I'm out. I already knew that if you want to be involved in showbiz, you have to be tough. For instance, once I went on a date with Tinkerbell, the fairy from Peter Pan. We arranged to meet in a pub. I couldn't find her, so I phoned. The last thing I heard her say was,
I'm over by the patio heater.
You know, Milton, I think we're finally getting ahead of ourselves financially.
Yes, it really feels like now nothing can go wrong. Nothing. At all.
Good morning, my name's Deirdre. Deirdre Wilson from the council. Come to do a health and safety check.
So far, so good.
Huh?
You didn't get splintered just then when you knocked.
I've had an anonymous tip-off that you're contravening all sorts of regulations.
I'm guessing this is Brian from the Empire's doing.
For starters, I notice your carpets are worryingly sticky.
Come here and say that.
I don't think I can.
Nothing to worry about. We were just rehearsing Fanta of the Opera.
What else have you got on?
We've got on a production about the murder of a Victorian detective called Holmes Under the Hammer.
No, too violent. I may have to report that.
Well, in that case, I'm reporting the Empire.
What for?
Attempted murder of Obi-Wan Kenobi.
So, here's a file of your violations so far, and I'm afraid I'm empowered to close you.
But please...
No, it's a shame. I've always had a soft spot for the theatre, you know. Always wondered if I could have trod the boards myself.
Milton, maybe we should try a bribe. Some money.
No, I think I can do better than money. Deirdre, how would you like to be in tonight's performance of Richard III?
Really?
Now is the winter of our discontent, made glorious summer by this sun of yore.
No, did you say winter? Well, you're going to have to grit the street outside the foyer for a start.
And all the clouds that loud upon our hearts...
Well, if it's going to rain, you'll want clear signage about surfaces becoming slippery.
In the deep bosom of the ocean buried...
Well done, Deirdre. You smashed it.
Right, you'll need a D25 breakage form, then.
Deirdre's performances were so bad, I actually began to fear for her safety. But at least it had given us time.
Well done, Milton. Exploiting Deirdre's secret dreams has given us 7 days to make enough money for the repairs. We just need to pick the right show and a lot of luck.
Macbeth.
No, Milton.
Macbeth.
No,
Macbeth.
Shh.
Macbeth.
Shh. No, Macbeth. Milton. In the theatre, we never say that word. We refer to it as the Scottish play.
I thought that was Trainspotting.
That's its more terrifying sequel.
Well, anyway, I've already filled one of the main parts. Duncan.
Really?
Hello.
Milton, I'm not sure he has quite the charisma to play Duncan, King of Scotland.
Don't be daft. He is Duncan King of Scotland.
Yes, and this is my wife, Mrs. King.
Oh.
Sorry, Duncan, you'll have to go.
But I've brought my dog all the way here as well.
Out, damned spot! Out, I say. Go and do your business in the garden.
Oh, dear. What else?
Well, the first scene... Oh, Pauline!
What is it, Milton?
How would you and two of your friends like to play the three witches?
Oh, tar very much, Milton. That'll be fun. Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble.
Oh, yes, and can one of you bring a fondue set?
Right you are.
I immediately set to work on the publicity.
Right, let's have a look at the leaflets.
There you go, and I've distributed another 5,000 all over town.
But it doesn't say the name of the play.
Yes, it does.
Train Spotting the Early Years.
After 7 furious days of casting, rehearsal and knocking on every door in town and explaining the situation, we were ready for the big night. It was a packed house, but terrifyingly, Brian, Deirdre the health and safety officer, and even Crispin the critic were all sitting right there in the front row. As the auditorium filled, Anton and I took a moment to compose ourselves. Look out there, Anton. It couldn't be fuller.
I only hope we have enough ice cream for the interval, eh, Milton?
Sorted. I took a delivery of a lorry load just half an hour ago.
A lorry load? I hope you've put it somewhere cool.
Not necessary. It'll be easier to scoop.
Well, I...
Oh, I forgot to mention. We got these telegrams from some well-wishers. Look.
Oh, how marvellous.
Hugs, Judy.
Dame Judy?
That's the way to do it. Punch.
Oh. Well, let's have a look at the others. Fingers crossed. Sir Ian McKellen.
Oh!
An actor who can do anything from Shakespeare to Winnie the Pooh. I once saw his Hamlet.
I once saw his Piglet.
Break a leg. Rafe Fiennes.
Oh, I always try and avoid Rafe Fiennes. Easy to do it. Just avoid rafing in a no-rafing area.
You know, I've got a really good feeling about tonight, Milton. Oh, there's one more. Unsigned. Ooh, how mysterious. Hope show goes with a bang as there's a bomb in the building. Oh. And then it goes on to say... Hugs.
Well, redeemed themselves a little bit, didn't they?
What are we going to do? The play started and there's no way of knowing where the bomb is or who's responsible. What can we do? It's a complete mystery.
Mystery, eh?
Absolutely, a full-on theatrical mystery.
In which case, I know exactly how to solve it. Hand me that raincoat and trilby.
Milton, what on earth are you doing?
And pipe so I can point accusingly at people. Now, help me drag this old set of the library onto the stage.
Why?
Shh, it's a library. And through the backstage curtain.
Is this a dagger I see before me?
No, it is the library at Mawston Manor.
I beg your pardon.
What are you up to, Milton?
Inspector Jones, to you. Yes, what have we here? Quite the mystery. And that is why I've asked you all into the library. A terrible crime is about to be committed in this theatre, and I believe one of you to be responsible.
What?
Yes, one of you three, sitting right in front of me on this tremendously wide red velvet flip-up seat sofa.
What are you on about, Jones?
Ah, Brian from the Empire, who moved into regional theatre after the Rebel Alliance destroyed his beloved Death Star.
Oh, not there again.
Desperate to taste revenge after we slashed the price of our ice cream.
Jones, where did you get this idea that life's all about confectionery in Star Wars?
Once in a galaxy far away.
Well, whatever you're on about, it's nothing to do with me.
Or could the culprit be Deirdre, the health and safety officer?
No.
Who hates this theatre ever since it proved the only role she was capable of playing was... health and safety officer.
Nonsense. Oh, your pipe is a fire hazard, by the way.
Ha! Ah. So that just leaves our local critic, Crispin Foxler, who always despised our little theatre.
No, Milton, I despised your amateurishness.
Excuse me, I was in the American sitcom Friends.
Nonsense.
Sorry, imaginary Friends.
Well, Milton, that's everyone. So who is our mystery villain?
Aha! I'm just coming to that, Anton. So, in summary, I can say with total confidence that the criminal is... the criminal is...
Yes.
Anton, I don't know what to do next. I mean, I've been to loads of these, but by this time, I've usually fallen asleep or been asked to leave. Oh, I know. Of course. Of course! Prompt.
Certainly, Jones.
Roger?
Yes, it's me. I'm the villain of this piece.
Roger, what are you doing up there in the lighting gantry?
You, Roger, what have you done?
That's enough from you, Pauline, you traitor.
Careful, Pauline, he's untying that rope. It's for one of the counterweights. Watch out! Oh, I think it hit her. Oh, no. Pauline's dead.
No, I can see her breathing. Yeah.
Oh, give me a break. I'm doing my best.
Yes, 'twas I who planted the bomb under this very stage.
But why?
Because I might as well destroy this theatre before he does. Milton Jones, you're making it good, with no thought for the amateur Lady Bracknells who pick up the telephone before it started ringing. For the homemade Technicolor dream coats that are just a cagoule with some tinsel stuck on. You're destroying the very spirit of amateur dramatics. You've made it credible.
Correction. Incredible.
Well, more fool you, Jones, because this bomb is triggered by the one thing you'd never have had if you kept this place how it was.
What's that?
Applause.
Fair enough.
The merest spatter of a clap, and you'll face the ultimate ironic destruction.
Milton, how can we possibly make sure we avoid applause at all costs?
I've got it. Pauline, sing them that song from Cats.
Oh. Right-o. Midnight, not a sand from the pavement.
I say, Pauline, that's rather wonderful.
Yes, but you were supposed to have forgotten it.
I know, I'm sorry. My memory comes and goes like, you know, what is it? As the moon lost her memory, she is smiling alone.
Don't applaud, don't applaud. Quick, Anton, do something. Tell them Nigel Farage is about to sing Edelweiss.
It's too late. By the way, I lied about applause being the trigger for the detonator.
Yes, it didn't seem very convincing.
But hey, that's kind of your trademark, isn't it?
All I have to say is the name of the Scottish play. And oh, the delicious irony. We will all die on stage.
It's pure theatre, you have to say that.
10, 9, 8, 7...
He's wavering.
7... Prompt!
6.
Milton, don't help him.
6, 5, 4, 3... Oh dear, I'm not sure I have the nerve after all. Farewell!
He's disappeared.
He's used the trap door. Don't let him escape.
You won't get far. That's where I stored all the ice cream.
Well done, Milton. Let's have a look.
Roger?
Forgive me, my darlings. The bomb was real enough, but I could never have gone through with it.
Well, if it goes off now, I'm sure that the worst that can happen is that everyone gets covered in half-melted ice cream.
Which we'd all have to eat, so it wouldn't go to waste.
Milton, don't you dare.
And after all we've been through, it would be really unlucky if someone said, Macbeth. That'll be 30 pence, please.
Thanks a lot, Milton Jones, starring Milton Jones, Tom Goodman Hill, Josie Lawrence and Colin Holt. It was written by Milton Jones, James Carey and Dan Evans, and the music was by Guy Jackson. The producer was David Tyler, and the programme was a positive production for the BBC.